Well, hello and welcome to another week of golf betting. A chance to have a look at three events this week. We'll be looking at the first of the FedEx Cup playoff events, the Northern Trust Open, which has been played in New Jersey. We'll also have a look at the final event of the regular tour season before they begin their finals on the Korn Ferry Tour. That event being played in Portland in Oregon. And the LPGA Tour remain in Great Britain this week. They're up in Scotland in North Berwick at the Renaissance Club, same venue that was used for the Men's Scottish Open a few weeks ago for the Ladies Scottish Open. So let's start first with the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs, first of three FedEx Cup playoffs. They'll be in Chicago next week and then off to Atlanta for the Tour Championship the week after. So three events to round out the 2019 season on the PGA Tour. And as I said, really bringing to a conclusion a year-long bid for the riches of the FedEx Cup. The Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City in New Jersey, will be the venue this week. It's been used before for this event, but not for a couple of years. And of course, being the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs, just about all of the leading 125 players on the FedEx Cup table are in the field. There are one or two missing. Paul Casey, for example, has decided to take this week off and try and reserve his energies for the next couple of weeks. But him aside, just about everybody else in that leading 125 is in the field. And why wouldn't they, given the fact that there's a $15 million carrot to the winner of the FedEx Cup at the end of the Tour Championship? This week, Brooks Koepka, he was eighth last year in this event. It was at another venue, admittedly. He's at $8. He'll start the favourite because, let's face it, he's in such amazing form. He's the world number one. He hardly puts a foot wrong at the moment. But I think we have to try and find a bit of better value than the $8 that's available for him at the moment. And Dustin Johnson fits into that category because he did win this event in 2017. He was 11th in 2018, admittedly, as I said before, at different venues. He's been a little out of sorts of late, but he's still the world number two. And clearly he's, I think, going to be some sort of a factor this week. And he's at $17. There's some good money available here this week, away from the really hot favourite Brooks Koepka. Patrick Cantlay has been solid, if unspectacular, since that win at the Memorial a couple of months ago. But he's been eighth in two starts in this event, admittedly, as I said before, at another venue. So I guess you can't get too carried away with that form. But he's certainly a chance at better odds, I think, Patrick Cantlay, as I said, at $21. Justin Rose is at $21. He was second at this venue back in 2013 behind Adam Scott. He's really playing solidly of late, Justin Rose. He's at $21 and I think probably deserves a lot of respect. Webb Simpson played reasonably well at this venue back in 2013 and he's playing just great at the moment. He's been second in his last two outings and at the Canadian Open a few weeks prior to that as well. So he's at $21. And Adam Scott might be another one to keep an eye on. He's at $31, some nice odds for Adam Scott. He won at this venue in 2013, very important to remember that. His last couple of events have been very average. He missed a cut at the Open Championship. He was 40th at the World Golf Championship event. But prior to that, he was playing very, very well. And I'd give him some sort of a chance this week on a venue or at a venue where he has played very well previously. So just running through those players again. You can't dismiss Brooks Koepka because of the manner that he's playing at the moment, because of who he is. But at $8, you have to make up your own mind whether you feel that's worth having a bet on. I guess if he wins, it's worth winning. Any win is a good price. But Dustin Johnson at $17, Patrick Cantlay at $21, Justin Rose at $21, Webb Simpson at $21. And Adam Scott at $31 are those players that I'll be considering this week in terms of having a bet at the Northern Trust Open. The Australians in the field are Adam Scott, Jason Day, Mark Leishman, and Cameron Smith. Probably Scott gets the nod because of the reasons that I discussed just a few moments ago. We'll have a look at the Korn Ferry Tour event because it does bring to a conclusion the regular season. The leading 75 from the regular season on the Korn Ferry Tour, which we previously knew as the Web.com Tour, they will tee it up in the first of the finals next week. But in the meantime, they're playing in Portland and Oregon this week. And just looking at some of those that have got what I think are some pretty good chances. And there are some reasonably good odds available on this tournament as well. I think Harry Higgs is really playing well at the moment. He won at his last start. He's had several other good finishes. He has his PGA Tour status wrapped up for next year. And so I guess to a large extent, he can freewheel. He's inside that top 25 in the regular season, who all gain cards for the PGA Tour. So he's probably going to have a very enjoyable week this week in the knowledge that he has his PGA Tour card for next season. Henrik Norlander, a winner a few weeks ago, and has continued to play well. He's at $31. Harry Higgs is at $26, by the way. And I think Christopher Ventura, who's had two wins and a third place in his last six starts on this tour, he's a rookie on the Korn Ferry Tour this season and already has his PGA Tour card locked up. He's at $26. So I think Harry Higgs at $26, Henrik Norlander at $31, and Christopher Ventura at $26 are my selections in the Korn Ferry Tour event in Portland and Oregon. The final event of a three-tournament swing through Europe for the LPGA Tour begins on Thursday at the Renaissance Club in North Berwick in Scotland. As I said earlier, it's the same venue that was used as the host venue for the Men's Scottish Open just a few weeks ago. Ariya Jutanagan and Minji Lee, who finished first and second in this event last year, admittedly at a different venue, are there in the field. A couple of the really hot pots, such as Jin Young Ko and Sung Hyun Park, are not playing this week, so it's an opportunity for some of those just below that level to try and get back into it. Ariya Jutanagan has been 11th, 5th, and 2nd in her last three starts this season. She's a hot favourite at 650, and that's likely a little too short for many, but I guess any price, as far as somebody winning is concerned, is a good price. Minji Lee's at $9. She was better last week after a missed cut in France. She worked her way through the field last week to finish 11th at the Women's British Open, which was in the end a pretty solid finish after a slow start to the week. She's at $9. As I said, Jeongyun Lee, the winner of the US Women's Open just a few weeks ago. She's been mixing her form of late, but she was 9th last week. She was 4th at the marathon tournament, and that came on top of the win at the US Open just a few weeks prior. She just seemed to find a bit of form again last week. She's at $10. And I think perhaps if you were looking for another one to give you slightly better odds, is Hannah Green, the Australian golfer, the West Australian, who is at $29. She too had a reasonably good week last week at the Women's British Open. She took a few weeks off after her win at the KPMG PGA Championship. Came back and played the Evian Masters, where I think she finished midfield, round about 30th or so. But it was an improved showing last week, and I think Hannah Green, who is now a winner on the LPGA Tour and a winner of a major at that, has a pretty good chance this week at certainly very lucrative odds of $29. So those players in that field, Ariya Jutanagan, but at 650, I guess, as I said, you have to work out whether you see that being reasonable value. Minji Lee's at $9. Jeongyun Lee, 6, is at $10. And Hannah Green at $29. So that's the Ladies Scottish Open, an LPGA Tour event before that tour heads back to the United States. Well, good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.